Masechet Shevuot, Perek He, Mishnah Aleph. This Perek will talk about the Shevuat HaPikadon, the swear about the deposit. This is talking about a situation where somebody handed over a deposit to another person. He gave him something that he wanted him to watch over. And when the owner went back to retrieve his item, the person denied having it, and then he swore that he never took it or that he didn't have it. When he later on admitted that he lied, the Torah says not only does he have to give back what he owed, but he has to add an additional fifth, a homesh, as penalty, and also bring a korban asham, a guilt offering, to serve as kapara for his false swear. This doesn't only apply when there was a pikadon, when somebody gave an item to somebody else for him to care for, but it also applies to any time money is owed and a person swears falsely that he doesn't owe it. For example, let's say someone borrowed money from somebody, and then when he went to go get his money back, the person swore, "I never borrowed money from you." So that person, eventually, when it's found out that he was lying, we say that he violated the Shevuat HaPikadon, and he has to make those payments that we discussed and bring the Korbanot as well. This Mishnah will fill in some detail to the violation of the Shevuat HaPikadon. We'll first, like we have done with other Shevuot, give us the context of who it applies to. We're doing this here, and we're basically going to say that it applies even to woman relatives and people who are unfit to testify. It basically applies to anyone who could owe money. It doesn't matter who they are or what their status is. If they owe money, they're bound by the Shevuat HaPikadon. Mishnah says, Shevuat HaPikadon noheget ba'anashim ubnashim. The law of the swear of the deposit applies both to men and women, bin hokim ubikrovim, people who are not relatives to the person making the claim, as well as people who are relatives to the person making the claim, biksherim ubipsulim, people who are fit to serve as witnesses, and those who are unfit to serve as witnesses, people who are gamblers or thieves, for example. Now we'll talk about where the person denied that he owed anything and how that swear was made. Bifnei Bedin v'shelo bifnei Bedin. The penalty for the Shevuah of the Pikadon applies whether the person made the swear in court or out of court. Bepi atzmo, as long as he swore on his own, as long as he said it, where he said, "I swear that I do not owe you anything," or he said, "Amen," when the swear was put on him by the person who's claiming money, the person who's claiming that he was watching it. So person comes to retrieve his item and he makes the person swear, "I make you swear that you don't have my item," and the person says, "Amen." And therefore he violated the Shevuat HaEdut. Umipi Ahirim, but if this person did not make the swear himself, but he denied when the swear was trying to be put onto him, someone said, "I'm putting an oath on you regarding your statement that you don't have my deposit," and he said, "I don't have anything." He never said amen. He wouldn't be obligated unless he denied it like that in court. So this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Just to sum up Rabbi Meir's opinion, he has a difference between when you're in front of Bet Din and not in front of Bet Din. When a person is not in front of Bet Din, he actually has to say that he's swearing, or he has to answer amen to a swear, denying that he has the item. If he's in front of Bet Din, he would be obligated even if he simply denies it. He says, "I don't have anything of yours," without a swear or without any amen. That would be enough if he was in front of Bet Din to obligate him in this korban and the knas penalty, one-fifth payment. Hachamim disagree though. Hachamim omrim, ben mipi atzmo, ben mipi aharim, kevan shechafar bo hayav. Say Hachamim, whether the oath came from his own mouth or whether it was put onto him by the mouth of others, by somebody else, once he denies the claim, even if he's not in court, hayav, he's obligated to bring a korban. So he does not have to bring, he doesn't have to swear or answer amen, according to the opinion of Hachamim. If he simply denies it, he denies that he has it, once he's asked of it by somebody else, that would be enough to obligate him in the korban and in the knas. We're now saying in the next part of the Mishnah that he has to have some sort of intention that he understands what he's doing is wrong in the swear. V'hayav al zedona shevuah. He's obligated to bring a korban for intentionally violating the isur, the prohibition of making a false oath. So he knows that he's lying, and he knows the penalty that he would get for lying, number one. Ve'al shigigata im zedona pikadon, he's also guilty and would have to bring the korban for unintentionally violating the prohibition of making the swear while denying the deposit intentionally. What do we mean by that? He knows that he's swearing falsely. He knows that he's lying about the pikadon. He knows that it's by him, but he doesn't know what the penalty for that lie would have been. But he's not obligated to bring a korban for completely, unintentionally violating this prohibition of making a false swear. That would be, he mistakenly believed that he did not have or owe anything to this person who's making the claim, and then later on remembered that he did owe him. So in the interim, he swore, I don't have anything, and he really believed that. But then later on, he remembered that he did have or owe something to that person. So in that case, we would not obligate him to bring a korban. What's the obligation of a person who intentionally violated this prohibition of making a false swear when it comes to the shivu'ah on the pikadon? Asham bekesef shekalim. He has to bring an asham offering that costs at least 2 silver shekalim.